Matt. It is Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, and joining me here in Studio A, our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Tom. Good to be here.
So The Secret Garden is the last show at Center Stage before they close the doors on Calvert Street, renovate the joint, and then reopen in a year or so,
That's right.
It's a musical. It was made into a Broadway musical back in 1991. I know you saw that production way back when, as well as several others. Are there any significant differences in the version of The Secret Garden that's at Center Stage currently?
Yes, indeed. The musical, of course, is adapted from the young adult novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett. And the major difference from the other productions that I'm familiar with is in the set design. It's by someone named Narelle Sissons. And the set is just infused with the storybook theme. It has huge manuscript pages that are hanging from the back. And the floor is a series of levels that are created from piles of humongous pages. One pile comes out of a trap door and it becomes seats on a train and it becomes a bed and a desk and a garden bench. So you never forget that this is a story and a pretty magical one. There's some lovely effects near the end with the garden that I'm not going to give away here. The whole production, Tom, is really magical. The staging and most of the performances are inspired. And there's even some puppetry. You know, I love that.
Oh, yeah, puppets. Got to have puppets. I've heard great things about this set. It's interesting. You know, sometimes, you know, there's a show and you say, oh, this actor is just so amazing or the music is terrific. But this one, people, the first thing they mention to me is the set.
Although you don't come away, it's not one of those shows where you come away singing the scenery. There's plenty
of other stuff to sing. And the novel, as you mentioned, it's like 100 years old or something, more than 100 years old. It's a classic, a young adult classic. Does this music stick pretty close to the book? So many people have read the book, you know, it could be a problem if you go in there thinking XYZ is going to happen and ABC happens instead.
Well, it sticks pretty closely. I just reread the book. The script and the lyrics for the musical are by Marcia Norman, and there is one very significant bit of artistic license. The novel is about a little British girl named Mary Lennox. She's orphaned in India and sent to live with her uncle Archibald, and he is himself in mourning for his wife Lily. And Lily's pride and joy was her garden, a walled garden. And after she died, her husband locked the gate and he buried the key. And Mary is determined to find this key. She also finds that she has an invalid cousin hidden away in the house. And the theme of the novel becomes the curative powers of nature, both spiritually and physically. Now, Mary's uncle's estate is in Yorkshire, and it's a pretty forbidding, scary place, and this is where the artistic license comes in. Mary's uncle and his house are haunted. The house is haunted by the spirit of his dead wife.
And a haunted house always makes good theater.
Yes, the haunted house on the hill. But what they have added is that Mary herself is haunted by the ghosts of her parents and their friends and servants who died of cholera in India. And what Marcia Norman has done is she makes these ghosts characters in the musical. Lily's ghost is a very important character, and the others become a kind of chorus. And this particular production that's at Center Stage gives them lots to do. They sort of serve as furniture, and they serve as trees. I have to admit, the ghosts can be a little bit confusing. It's much clearer than the show was originally on Broadway, but it still can be a tiny bit murky. But, Tom, I have brought you the ghostly chorus introducing Mary to her uncle's haunted house.
And the master hears the whispers on the stairways dark and still, and the spirits speak of secrets in the house upon the hill.
All right, the house upon the hill is actually sung by the company of The Secret Garden that's at Center Stage. This score, by the way, is by Carly Simon's sister, is that right?
Yes, absolutely, so, Lucy Simon.
Yeah, so what's it like?
Oh, the score is magnificent. It has a kind of sprightly Yorkshire flavor in parts. There's an Indian flavor in other parts. But it's just plain lush, Tom. I think it's worth going to see this show just to hear this score. And it is beautifully sung at Center Stage. There is a glorious second act duet that's sung by Brandy Burkhart, who has a stunning soprano. She plays Lily, and Kevin Early, who plays her husband, Mary's uncle Archibald. Let's listen to a bit of that.
All right, there's a power ballad for you, huh? That's Brandi Burkhardt and Kevin Early. They're part of the cast of this Secret Garden at Center Stage. And the main character in Secret Garden's a little girl.
Right.
First rule of show business, never work with kids and dogs. I mean, who plays that role here at Center Stage, and how well does she do?
Well, of course, you're talking about little 10-year-old Mary Lennox in the book. And in this production, she's played by Caitlin Cohn. The actress playing her, Caitlin, is actually twice Mary's age. She's an undergraduate on leave from NYU's Tisch School. She first played this role, in fact, in a student production at Tisch, and that production was directed and choreographed by Marcia Milgram Dodge. Dodge then directed Cohn in this professional production, which started at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in September. We are very lucky to have Miss Cohn here in Baltimore. She is a gifted, expressive actor and singer, and her age fooled most of the kids at yesterday's matinee. Performances like hers.
So she's 20 years old?
She's 20 years old.
And she's playing a 10-year-old.
Yeah, she's on leave from college.
Good for her.
And completely convincing in the role. And really, her performance and some of the others in this score and this really creative set make this show a real, real gem. Yesterday, when I saw the matinee, it was one of Center Stage's family performances. There were lots of kids in the audience, and there were a lot of teary-eyed adults at the end.
Isn't that nice? I always like it when that happens. a couple of weeks ago, Kwame Kwayarma, who's the artistic director of Center Stage, stopped by the show, and we talked about some of the stuff that's going on there. And then subsequent to that interview, he announced, I think it was a $32 million campaign to renovate the building and to do a whole bunch of stuff. So share with us some of those details.
Right. They have it's a $32 million campaign, and they have already raised $21.5 million. And it has some really exciting components to it. The head theater on the fourth floor is being redesigned, so it will truly be a flexible space. They'll be able to change the seating configuration in a day. It currently takes weeks. There's a British firm called Charcoal Blue doing that redesign, and they've done London's National Theater and the Royal Shakespeare Company. So they're in very good company. They're going to add a new 99-seat theater also on the fourth floor. This will be a third theater space.
A smaller space, so they can do
seats,
all sorts of experimental stuff.
Absolutely, try things out. I'm really, really excited about that. The entrance is being redone and named in memory of Peter Kullman, the longtime former managing director who died in August. The lobby's being redesigned. It's going to have a two-story atrium, and there's going to be a dedicated space for community programs and education.
Yeah.
So all of this, everything but the head theater, is being designed by Cho Ben Holbeck, and they also did Everyman, and they did Chesapeake, so Baltimoreans should feel right at home there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun when it gets built. It's going to take about a year or so, a year and a half.
It is. Yeah. They're saying they're going to reopen in January and maybe
we'll have some access
in the fall. Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
The Secret Garden continues at Baltimore Center Stage until the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We've got a link to more information on our website at WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. Jay Winrusik, many thanks. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure.
Coming up Wednesday on the program, Roberta Kaplan, the lawyer who successfully argued the Supreme Court case that led to the end of the Defense of Marriage Act. Poet Daniel Mark Epstein on his latest collection of verse. And just in time for Thanksgiving, Dr. Pam Peek on the relationship between stress and fat. Hope you can join us Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. Stay tuned to 88.1 at 10:30 this morning. We'll carry President Obama's remarks about the Paris and Beirut attacks. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.